You're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello. Oh, I'm very low with this team. Hold on. Hi, hello. How are you doing? My name is Liz. That's Tom DePinto. And we had James Knowles joining us tonight. Woo! Hi, Tom. Hi, James. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Liz. I'm doing great. I just ate a cat treat.
Why?
I had to figure out why my cat didn't like it. And I don't know, it wasn't good, so I don't blame him.
You're the only human being I know would choose that method, that scientific method to pursue.
Don't know another way.
I feel like there might be other ways, but who am I to call into question?
Definitely other ways.
Who am I to call into question Tom's science?
I didn't go to college.
That's so gross, Tom.
It's not that bad.
They're not for human consumption.
I didn't see that on the bag. Can we move on? James, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have eaten mostly regular food today, so I'm doing well. And I'm excited because I haven't been on in a little while to talk about the sun. But there have been a lot of things that were going on in the offseason, if not directly related to the Sun, because not all of it was, a lot related to the Super League. And anybody who's watching, there is a good cat video going on in the background, too. So check us out on YouTube if you would like that.
Yep. Like and subscribe on YouTube. You miss out.
Yes,
on
we are at RBLR Sports on the YouTubes, where you can see Fafo in the background grabbing his tail.
He's done.
Yeah. Drop a comment on how adorable he is, because he's the cutest kitty in the world. He's my nephew, and I love him.
I'm not that cute. Yeah, James, thanks for joining us. It has been a short offseason, technically, but it has felt like the longest, 3 months of my entire life.
It's the epitome of the SpongeBob meme of one eternity later.
Yeah.
When we're still waiting on announcements.
I was hoping that we would get a couple more along the way that would help keep up the enthusiasm, I guess. But, you know, you got to take what you can, right? And we'll get into some of that tonight because, as you wrote in the doc here, either Liz or Tom, whoever wrote specifically this, new friend just dropped for the Tampa Bay Sun.
Yes. Yeah, quite possibly our last new friend at this point in the offseason. And one we almost forgot about because of our late offseason malaise, but we didn't.
And not at all because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Save it for the end, Liz, please. We would like to welcome Taylor Swift, Mackenzie Clark, to the Tampa Bay Sun FC. You might know that name. She's an interleague transfer from Brooklyn. She's 25 years old, out of North Wales, Pennsylvania. Played over 100 games for the Duke Blue Devils. Of course, a very good program up there. Bounced around the NWSL for a little bit, Angel City. Played in one league game, 4 Challenge Cups. Played for Gotham as a national team replacement player, 3 Summer Cup games. Played in front of her family in D.C., and then was with Brooklyn, bunch of assists, 23 games, 1 goal. You should know her. She's a real solid player. So it's a good, kind of a rare interleague pickup for us because that wasn't the diagram. We were looking elsewhere mostly for the offseason, it seemed like.
Yeah, I'm glad we looked around the league finally a little bit more. No, we also got Sabrina McNeil. I'm not going to forget her again. but I was a little concerned because, again, we love to tout that we're bringing players home. We're creating more opportunities in the U.S. And it's like, and then we get a whole bunch of internationals. It's like, what's our mission again?
Yeah, I was hoping that we would serve, let's say, the players who are right beneath starting level for NWSL. I think that we did that with a couple of players last year. You could probably say that Sydney Nasello fits within that. You could probably say that Brooke Hendricks fits within that. We also had a couple of players here on loan, obviously. So naturally, if they're coming on loan from NWSL teams, then they fit within that. But yeah, I guess that there are also players, obviously, abroad. And I think Denise Shilty Brown, even from her time at USF, if you go back to that, does have quite a history of looking to the international market. So, you know, it's not to say that there aren't plenty of good American players, but there are also plenty of good international players. And the other way to look at it, I suppose, just one other thing is to say that there are lots of places where women don't have all of the same access, I suppose. And it's probably a good thing that Denise Shilty Brown has an eye for an international market when you can offer somebody a place, whether at the NCAA or at the Super League level now, where they might not have otherwise had the same platform to go on and develop their own game. So that's another way to look at it. But as you said, Liz, it is interesting that we're not always looking for the American players to bring them home, so to speak. Mackenzie Pluck is one of these. And looking within the league, we already know the pedigree, right? We don't have to kind of guess where she's going to fall in terms of the quality. I think that we had to do a little bit of guessing with players that we brought in from abroad or players who were just starting their rookie professional season coming in from college. And that does make a little bit of a difference, of course.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been a theme for the offseason is we don't really have a lot of splash signings for fans of the Super League because we were looking elsewhere. We weren't dipping into the same, you know, pot of coffee, bowl of pudding as everybody else. We were doing a couple different things. We do have a couple NWSL loanees come in. We got three on the team. So we are looking at that kind of just about level in Elgin, McLean, and Gaines Ramos. When you mention players who don't have like quite the same opportunities, you know, where they're from, the name that first came to mind was Olga Masavo, who was playing for DR Congo in the African Cup of Nations just a month ago. She was with Mazatlan in the Mexican League, but like I feel like that's a good sort of stepping stone almost to get your foot into North America in Mexico and then into America with the Super League. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's I don't want to say what's the mission, you know, because the mission is to win another trophy next year. And whoever it takes to do that is who we want on the team. Of course, it'd be cool to have more like Florida kids on the team. But we're competing with Pride. We're competing with Fort Lauderdale. We're competing with Jacksonville for those players now. So when some teams like Trinity is making it their whole identity to have Texan players because it's such a rich bed of soccer talent in Texas. And there's only one women's pro soccer team besides Trinity in Houston Dash. So that there's plenty to go around. In Florida, not the same thing. So if we keep doing the same thing we've been doing last year, being a little creative with our recruiting, I'm more than happy with it. Shoot me if I'm wrong.
No, well put by both of y'all. As usual, very insightful. Deeper than I thought of it in the moment.
Yeah, that's when all the best thoughts come to me, is when I'm actually talking about it. Bouncing ideas off people like that, you know?
Yeah.
If you just had an idea, drop a comment.
There you go.
Anything to farm engagement.
Yeah. Any idea. What do you want for dinner tonight or what? Who cares?
Yeah, anything. You have some more in your notes about her.
Not who?
Mackenzie
Pluck?
Yeah.
Yeah, the player we plucked from Brooklyn. I'm using a joke already. We should know her. Because we played her before. Mm-hmm. You have a note that says ridiculous long shot from like halfway across the field. Same clock.
Yeah.
So
if she was annoying, if I thought she was annoying, that must mean she's going to be a good addition to the team.
Yeah, she's clearly a standout player, and she does stand out off the field as well. She is an accomplished artist. She started that during COVID and like got real good at it, I think, She's on Instagram as Scribble Bird Company, Scribble underscore Bird underscore Co. So now that we got her and Hannah Keen, we need like a collaboration Tifa with Hannah Keen and Mackenzie Pluck, because our team's full of artists on and off the field now.
Very well put.
Hey, I get paid the big bucks for a reason on this show, James.
That's right.
Ooh, super producer Eureka with the really good idea, commissioning a shirt.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so that was kind of the extent of Sun-related news for the week.
That was the little dribble of news that we got.
Yeah, it's nice to see the girls back at the facility practicing, working hard, wearing the new training kits with the yellow stripe. It's new, it's different. I'm in favor of it because it's new and it means time is moving on. They're all out there. We had Media Day, Star Over the Crest, Gainbridge patch. Everything's changing. New school year. It's great. I'm happy. I'm ready for it. I just feel like we didn't need to do too much in the offseason is the thing too. We didn't really lose too many pieces. As far as like starters and or whatnot, we didn't have to bring into it. I mean, we won the league. What do y'all want?
I want more news.
Yeah. We announced Tampa Bay Sun
bomber jacket. That's what I want. Yeah,
we're getting to the heart of the issue now, right?
I guess with the stadium, you got to consider that as being the big piece of news, and then everything else falls beneath it. So. If we have a stadium, then you don't have to worry so much. But unfortunately, that doesn't, as we already said earlier, that doesn't farm as much content as you need for the rest of the offseason.
Yeah, that's a show. That's a week. And even less if the Rays end up snaking it out from underneath us.
Right, that too.
Which is possible. Next cup, Liz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Very on brand for this week.
I have two of them.
God, of course. If you're not on YouTube, it's a Taylor Swift cup. Of course it is.
Yeah. It's that time.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to bounce around the rest of the league real quick? And then I think let's bounce around the rest of the league, see what everybody else is up to. Maybe Carolina, Fort Lauderdale. We haven't talked about them this offseason.
Fort Lauderdale's got a little bit of stuff coming out recently. Yeah. So
I want to just see what just happened in the league, and then I want to let James just riff for like 30 minutes. I want his take on like the whole offseason. So let's start typical way. Let's see what's going on. First piece of business, right? Forward Madison. You guys heard about this? You guys know
with
about
a question
this?
Mark?
Forward Madison. Me. Fill me in. I don't know.
Scarf 1 year? Yes.
Maybe. Fill me in. I don't know. Liz, what's going on with them?
They're hinting pretty hard. Like they're using the Super League branding hard. That they are gonna be joining. I don't know when. This feels like something that could be far off. Like they could say like 2028 at this point. Or they could say 2026. That would be, oh my God, I would lose my mind. I would love a forward Madison in the league. They look so fun. They have such good branding. Their fans are so, they like them.
They're just fun.
They're just fun.
Yeah. My wife really likes their branding in particular because they have the lawn flamingo as their main, I don't know, their logo, their mascot, their everything pretty much. The lawn flamingo is everything about Forward Madison. So I think that they really nailed the branding there, and if they can bring in a women's team and compete, hopefully in the Super League, that would be really cool. And all the more reason, hopefully in the future, to have an away day in a new place that I've never seen before.
Yes.
God, I want to go to Wisconsin so bad. I feel like that was where I was supposed to be, and God just like missed with a dart. because that culture speaks to me in a way that few other states do. Man, yeah. I do feel like, I mean, if you go back to like the genesis of the Super League, Madison was one of those like early rumor teams.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. That was back when we were like spitballing a bunch of the USL men's teams that could maybe do it. Phoenix, Tucson, Madison,
yeah,
that kind of thing. Oakland, which is still sort of in the cards with the Soul, but they've got the whole stadium thing to kind of get worked out in the parking lot, yeah, or whatever. But yeah, I think Madison was in the works for a long time underneath covers. I would not be surprised if, and the announcement, by the way, is this Saturday at halftime of their League One game. So I would not be surprised if they're
it is Super League. They're using the Super League branding on this.
Oh, so there's no question that
there's no question. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. I think there was never any doubt it was going to be Super League instead of like WPSL Pro or something, but I didn't realize they had said for sure.
Yeah, no. If you go to the right now, MadisonWomensProSoccer.com, I'm assuming will change once they have actual branding, but it has the USL Super League Madison. Like we have the Tampa Bay here.
Oh hell yeah! Okay, yeah. I would not be surprised at this rate because they've been working on it. They're ready to announce it if they're next season 2026.
I would lose my freaking mind. That's awesome. Let's add a team a season. One team a season.
If not more.
I mean, let's not get crazy because that's how the NWSL started, has become a $100 million franchise.
That's kind of been the beauty of the Super League to me too, is that it is a smaller league. And so if you just watch even like casually, not like we do, if you just watch like your team every week, you still get to know every team in the league pretty well because you see it.
That's true.
Minimum 3-4 times, right?
So can't say the same of like the championship because there are just way too many teams. You're lucky if you play like 2 or 3 teams from the other conference.
Yeah. Yeah. I doubt most championship fans, Rowdies fans could like name a player on every other team in the league. You know, it's hard. There's too many.
No, but I probably could for all eight Super League teams for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe not now that things have gotten a little shook up, but.
Well, you'll get back
in. I'd be like, wait, where are they now?
Yeah, you'll name somebody and I'll be like, nope, new team.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to me because League One has this really fun fan culture around it too, because it's getting bigger, especially this past year. They had like 5 expansion teams. But it's been kind of a smaller league this whole time. And so everybody in League One really knows each other, knows the fans, knows the traditions. And I would like to see Super League grow more and more and more. But as long as it's small, I think we really got to like appreciate the like contact we get with everybody.
Oh, we definitely have to go up there. I'm on the Ford Madison FC website, so I'm assuming this is for the League One team. But they are having an old-fashioned sausage fest. You have unlimited sampling of 8 different sausages.
Oh.
3 okay. Old fashions and 1 match ticket for $45.
That's a steal.
That's amazing.
Their promo nights are absolutely the best of the league. Seriously.
I mean, honestly, like they even have a family special where it's like 1 ticket, a scarf, and a meal for $23. You can't even get a scarf for $23 anymore.
You cannot.
I mean, except a Heatwave scarf. I'm selling them. I'm still selling inaugural season ones for $20. Please buy them from me. I still have so many.
we'll get rid of them.
I didn't do a second year run because I have so many left. And also haven't bothered Ian about it.
It's a continuation of the original season. That's all that it is.
There we go. Thank you. I'm excited. They also seem like they are one of the more someone in a pride kit or a pride shirt like on their front page. I like that. It's very. They seem like a fun club. I like them. I want them in our league. Thank you.
I got to give a shout out to my favorite Ford Madison theme night from the season, which was a Mom's Night Out. where they were calling all MILFs moms in love with football. And it was a...
Wow! Whatever their marketing team is being paid, it's not enough. It's not enough.
$32 for a ticket, a cheese board, and a can of wine.
Holy. Wow.
Incredible.
That's be... Oh, my God. Rowdies, take note.
Yeah.
They've got a live cow mascot. You guys heard about this? You know about this?
What?
Her name's Leonella Betsy. God, you're missing out on so much.
Yeah. Except I don't want to deal with snow.
Yeah, they've got New Jersey. Yeah. Eureka said they've got cow jerseys. Yeah. They wear a New Jersey like every other week.
Yeah, very much.
So yeah, they have had cow jerseys. They got a Packers warm-up jersey they're wearing next week. They got a sponsor is Dairyland. They know exactly who they are. And it works so well for them. But, you know. It's not just Wisconsin. They're a college town in Madison. They're having so much fun with it. I hate that I like them so much, you know.
Future away day. Mark it down.
I convinced a Madison fan once to a... They had... Do you guys remember this was like 2020, 2019, when like some artist taped a banana to a wall?
Mm-hmm.
And was yes. like, that's art. Well, Madison being the... If kids they are, they taped a potato to the wall and they were trying to sell it on their club website, right? So I convinced a guy up there, shout out Meerkat, how you doing, man? Went to a Lightning game with him. I convinced him to go to the team store, take the potato off the wall, just take a bite out of it and put it back. And they kept trying to sell it, and they just changed it like potato with a bite out of it.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Great club, really well run. Like sometimes you got to recognize your minor league soccer, so deal with that.
That's great.
That's my boy.
All right, around the league, I guess some things have happened. Some things have happened to other people that aren't us.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Happy that happened to you, but it should have been me.
Happy you got news, but it should have been us getting news.
Yeah. What was that news, Liz? Tell me all about it.
Jess Garziano is back with Brooklyn.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, she's kind of the player I think of when I think of Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's why I'm not like that surprised.
Yeah.
I think of their
the name.
This is like them. This is like Sid Nicello today, which she did technically announce today that she's back for year two, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like she put it on her profile. We already knew it, but.
Girl, we knew.
Yeah.
I think a lot of Garziano is just the name for me. Like, with a name like Garziano, you can't play anywhere except in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Maybe when the new Central New Jersey team comes in. Maybe when they join.
Well, say their name.
Is it? It's real Jersey, right?
Oh no! I'm thinking of the North Jersey team. North
oh, Jersey okay. Team. I'm mixing up Jersey teams. That's where we are now.
And speaking of North Jersey, we talked about this, but they're going to be joining the Super League at some point too.
Mm-hmm.
The Cosmos, Liz. Keep up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I forgot that they're Jersey.
Yeah. They always, that's what gets me. Sorry, little tangent here, real quick. I got to get this out of my system. Everybody's like, oh, the New York Cosmos playing in Jersey. That's awful. It's a disgrace to the team. Brother, back in the 70s, they played in the Meadowlands. They're usually a Jersey team. They're going back to their roots. The little New York Cosmos, NASL, Elmont, Uniondale, Queens thing you had going on for a little bit, that was flash in the pan. Kiss her goodbye. It's over. You're back to Jersey. Always been a Jersey club. Always will be. FTC. Thank you.
All right. Defender Ali George is on loan from Racing Louisville to Fort Lauderdale. She is a rookie out of Virginia Tech. Yeah.
We'll have a little more to say about Fort Lauderdale's rebuild a little bit later in the season, but or in the show. But It's kind of like this, guys. They did sign a veteran player, which is kind of like surprisingly rare in the Super League. You see a lot of young talent coming in, but you don't see a lot of 10-year veteran, 29-year-old players like midfielder Carlin Baldwin. And she was just in the Portuguese second division. But with that veteran kind of mentality, it's somebody you want to bring in. I don't care what last level she was at or anything. The interesting about her to me is that in 2022-23, she was playing for Damayense, which was coached, of course, we all know this, by New Brooklyn head coach Tomas Tangarinha. So she will know the New Brooklyn coach right off the bat.
I guess that's a little bit of an advantage for her then.
Yeah, it might help her kind of ping in the team on what the game plan might be. I don't know how early in the season Fort Lauderdale plays Brooklyn. But yeah, could be a help for sure.
We got a couple people returning from Fort Lauderdale. Defender Julia Grosso, forward Jasmine Hamid, forward Kiara Locklear, a.k.a. Prowly Prowly. Just a joke we will never let die.
That's the league's fault. They made us do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know we haven't really spoken at length about Fort Lauderdale this offseason on the show. So I did want to kind of highlight a little bit of what's been going on down there. We do have to talk about them. They are technically the second best team in the league. Technically the second best team in the state. Jacksonville says otherwise. But yeah, it has been, like I was kind of implying with the Baldwin signing, kind of an interesting rebuild. Because you rattled off three really important returners for Fort Lauderdale. And Grosso, a good defender. Hamid, of course. Shania Gordon's back. I didn't write her down. Okay. And then Kiara Locklear. So they're returning three really good forwards. And they brought in a defender in Madison McMaskey from Australia, from Sydney FC. Midfielder Kat Gonzalez from Carolina. But I almost feel like it's a net negative. I think my hot take for this is that Fort Lauderdale has dropped off this offseason.
I don't know.
Yeah, they have a lot of people.
Yeah,
exactly. A lot of people that you would not expect for them to let go. Specifically, their goalkeeper, Cosette Morche.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just goes off and gets signed by Orlando Pride.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, get her out of the league.
Get her out of the league, but probably not good for her.
No, yeah.
I don't know how many people want to go there overall.
Yeah, exactly.
They're also losing midfielder Addie McCain, who is another one of those, I feel like, quintessential for Fort Lauderdale players.
Yeah, one of the best players in the league, in my mind. And they sent her off to Lexington for a league record transfer fee that they were really proud of.
So proud they couldn't tell us what the number was.
Right, yeah. And I thought when they did that pretty early on in the offseason, that to me was a sign like, oh, they're going to go out and they're going to buy a replacement for her. And just looking around where they're at, in their midfield, in their goalkeeping core, where they only have one goalkeeper signed, I don't think they put that money towards signing a replacement player for their women's team. I low-key think that money has gone to the League One men's team that starts up next year.
Oh, geez.
I mean, show me where the women's team spent it.
Yeah. Well, the only other thing that I might add, and this is pure speculation, obviously. Jeez. I have no idea.
That's
but
what we do here.
I feel like I'm on firm ground with that, but I think that the only other thing that I could point to, because most of the league, all of them just started. That was their first season ever. There's still a lot of infrastructure to build up, and I mean like physical infrastructure, but also more than that, like front office stuff. You got to get a lot more people involved usually. So I'm hoping, you know, you might be right that it's going towards building up a men's team. They're probably going to focus on that once it happens. But I'm hopeful at the very least, if it's going towards something that isn't directly the women's team, it's going towards literally the front office, so that, let's say, in the best case scenario, right, both the men's and women's team have a more professional a more professional setup to work within. You know, they've got better stats people or better trainers, maybe even a better training field. I don't know. But all of that, again, all of that is speculation. I truly do not know.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we can do. But I do feel like Fort Lauderdale has been one of the more professional organizations in the Super League. They got the championship game for a reason. They've got their own stadium in partnership with the university down there. Mm-hmm. They've got whatever excess fluff to spend on a men's pro team, but they've got a huge academy, probably the most robust academy of any like Super League team, men's and women's. And then they've got a volleyball team too, for some reason. So they're doing so much. Like, I don't know what their training ground situation is. I can't imagine it's bad given what South Florida is like. I don't know what their trainer, their front office staff exactly is, but they've presented themselves as a really well-run team. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of worrying that they're not, maybe I'll be proven wrong once the season starts, but it seems like they let their championship runner-up roster, you know, wither on the vine a little bit.
Yeah, because they, following up on that, we snagged Sabrina McNeil, our defender, but they also let go for Jorian Balcom, which, yep, big loss.
Yeah.
Big loss. Holy crap loss.
A loss
the one
for
that
league.
We have, the one that we have on the doc for, listed next, in my mind, is even bigger. I do think that this is where I think when Tom said that this was possibly a hot take, I don't know that it is a hot take to say that they've dropped off a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That last one being Laurel Ansbrough, one of their main defenders.
Very, very good player. And apparently off to the expansion team in NWSL, which is unfortunate for us, obviously.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah,
Denver,
Boston.
Boston, sorry, that's right. Denver's next year.
Actually, isn't Ansbrough already signed by Boston and loaned? Am I wrong here? Did I just screw up?
Oh, is that one of those ones where they were like signed and then
right
loaned?
Oh man, I think it is.
Is that one of those?
I think it is. Move her back into the key returner column.
Wait, is she? Hold on.
Double checking.
I'm checking too.
We're live on air. Yeah,
yep.
She got.
Yeah, we screwed that part up. Okay, but in our defense, what is this? Oh, you're signed. Oh, we're gonna loan you. What?
We did. Emerson Elgin was signed by Boston, loaned to us.
Yeah, that's still. I don't understand that either. That's dumb.
I don't. You gotta build a roster, Liz.
Why? They're not playing this year.
You're claiming a player. They want her.
That's not how it works. You can't. No.
It clearly is.
No, I'm saying it's not.
You can't look at the way something works. Goes, no, I reject that.
No, it says I can't.
The world would be different if we could do that, okay? It'd be a
probably
place.
True.
Yeah. I'd look at my bank account and go, no, I don't think, I think it's more than that, actually. Even with Laurel Ansbrough returning, on a technicality, we might add, they are losing what feels like a lot of game minutes. They're losing a lot of talent. I'm not going to say, you know, don't worry about them next year, because they played us to a draw 3 times out of the 5 we played them. They came second at the league overall. They know what they're doing down there. Like, a lot of the players they signed to start off with weren't impressive to me. Kiara Locklear came fresh out of college and just started scoring goals one after another.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they probably know something we don't when it comes to scouting. But on the surface, I would be worried if I was a Fort Lauderdale fan. And it's hard to gauge because there are no Fort Lauderdale fans to check if they're upset or not.
That's true.
Did they keep their coach?
Yeah, Tyrone Mears.
They did, okay.
They're one of the few teams that kept their coach.
Okay, good. I liked him.
Yeah. No, don't say that.
You know what? Hush. You just said that they must. Then they must know what they're doing. I can say I like the coach.
I like Frederick Brion.
Wasn't he one of the first ones out?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Real quick. DC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't he the one who mentally scarred one of the players? Apparently. Yeah. And we like him. Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't say that. Come to think of it.
Yeah. All right, Carolina.
Thanks.
They've done some stuff, I guess.
Before I get canceled for liking French Prihat, let's move on.
Yeah. Carolina has picked up goalkeeper Sydney Martinez from Brooklyn, which is kind of insane.
Furious.
Was Mackenzie George from Brooklyn too?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I'm not just going to say everyone's from Brooklyn, am I? No, they are from Brooklyn.
They did a mini Lexington style raid where they took a couple of Brooklyn's best players. Yeah. And the thing, let me talk for a second about the Sydney Martinez thing, which is really interesting, is that they returned Megan McClellan too. They're like one of the top goalies in the league, statistically speaking. So they've got a goalie fight on their hands. And I think there's no wrong answer. And then the other person they added, who people might be questioning a little bit, is forward Macy Bader. I've gone ahead. I put a rookie on the key additions list here.
I saw that.
Yeah. She's a really, really solid local player, kind of adhering to that kind of mentality we were talking about earlier, bringing players home, keeping players home. But she played for the Carolina Scent. Well, she played not the Carolina Scent W League team. She played for the Courage W League team for like all of her college career. 41 appearances and 18 goals for a short season summer team that during that time won a national championship in the W League too. I think she's one of those rookie players you got to look out for right off the bat, like Kiara, somebody who might be, you know, something who's going to, you know, be in contention for Rookie of the Year. She's a player to really watch out for real quick.
Okay. Cool. We have some key folks returning for Carolina. Midfielder Sarah Ciccoli. Of course, forward Riley Parker.
Our favorite.
Forward Audrey Harding. Defender Addison Merrick. Defender Sydney Studer. Forward Mia Corbin. Goalkeeper Megan McClellan. Midfielder Taylor Porter and midfielder Jill Aguilera.
Between those pickups and the returning players, honestly, Carolina's still looking pretty good. Gotta say,
I'm actually really impressed with how many people they like. I feel like is that more than what we retain? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
They're right about there with us. You know, it's
okay.
And,
yeah.
And for a team that won the Players Shield, that's exactly what you want to see if you're a supporter of a Scent. When I was tallying this up, I was like, oh, she's back. Oh, she's back. Oh, she's back. This is another really well-run team. We're talking about two of the top four teams in the league right now, two of the top three. And I think Fort Lauderdale dropped off a little bit. I think we can all agree on that, not a hot take. And I think a very cold take, again, is that Carolina – is going to be a very, very strong team again this season.
Yeah.
James, any names out of that listing that kind of jump out at you?
Well, between the two of them, you already mentioned Sydney Martinez, and, you know, part of my international soccer fandom, Sydney Martinez always stands out as the Puerto Rican number one. So she's a very good goalkeeper. And when Puerto Rico was in the Women's Gold Cup, the inaugural Women's Gold Cup, I should say, she was a big reason why they had any chance of moving on. I think that the defense and in particular the goalkeeper were really, really key to that team. So just wanted to highlight her. But also, I think actually Jill Aguilera is another Puerto Rican international they have. But Sydney Studer is a good player on the back line. I think, though, that Taylor Porter, the captain last season, if you can keep your captain, generally that's a pretty good thing. And yeah. I think that the Sun keeping Jordan Lystro along those lines is very good. But Taylor Porter was another very good player in the midfield. She ran the midfield for this team. And I'm a little surprised that nobody came calling to try and pick her up. Maybe they didn't see the upside with her age. I don't know. But it's not like she's crazy old or anything. So, like I said, I'm a little surprised. And I think that they're heading for at least another playoff spot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised if they like offered it to Taylor and then she was like, yeah, just take me off any lists at all.
Yeah.
Like, I do not want offers, go away.
Yeah. I think she's one of those players that you build a team around, and Carolina has built their team around her. And if you were another team looking to come in and do a full rebuild, maybe she's one of the players you look at. But if you bring her in otherwise, you're going to do yourself and herself a disservice by not utilizing her, off-field stuff correctly. A good veteran player like Porter or like Lister, like you said, a lot of what that is in practice, not even necessarily in the game. Lister always impresses me during the game, but when we went to that open practice, that's where she kind of showed her worth for me. So that's when you keep that kind of player around, keep the culture the same year in and year out, build on something like that, have the same mentality and culture for a club, especially a brand new club, then that kind of defines what your mission statement is going forward. It's a really good move by Carolina. They've had a great offseason.
Yeah, and they have had a couple of departures. One I'm especially surprised by. The other two, I'm like, okay, I guess I get it. First of three being forward Jada Bedoya. And then midfielder Ellie Hutchinson. I say Eli, just read it like it looks. And then the one I'm most surprised by, midfielder Ashlyn Sarepka. I feel like we heard her name a lot on broadcasts.
Yeah, I believe Sarepka just stepped away from soccer. She didn't say she retired, but I think she said she's not doing it right now.
Okay.
That somebody.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing. Someone could be just taking a break from soccer.
I'm not sure if it was.
I'm confused.
Definitely, someone in Carolina did that. And Sarepka hasn't signed anywhere, so I think it was her. But yeah, Bedoya was a pretty good player, 22 games for Carolina. So she was one of DC Power's signings that was kind of worthwhile. Her and Paige, really.
Paige is like the face of DC Power now, by the way. It's bonkers how much media she's in. And I don't know if it's just like, I mean, she's adorable. Like, so that's never been in question. Or if she just really likes being in front of the camera or what. But I'm here for it so that I get to see as much Paige as humanly possible.
Yeah. I mean, she's a good player and taking her off.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. They got to be happy taking a player off the defending champs after the hell they went through last season.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's also the thing about Paige. She is conventionally extremely hot.
Yes.
Gotta say it. Can't be avoided. Yeah. So yeah, you get a player like that. You want to kind of put her out there in front of the camera as much as possible.
Yeah. If I managed to just... I can't think of the word all of a sudden. Tangent. Yeah. There we go. I am a professional.
Yeah. So, James, now that we got you on, and I'm glad we do, because the off season was getting longer and longer every week for Liz and I. Talk to us a little bit, my man. Tell me what you think everybody's done. How did teams do last season? How do you think they're gonna do? Give us some good intake here.
Well, to go off of what I've seen so far, DC did not do well. And I don't know how much better they're going to do this upcoming season. Yep. I think the story of the offseason, by far, I don't think there's any way to say that anybody else, other than maybe Sporting Jacksonville because it's their first team, but the story of the season, of the offseason, is Lexington. Yes. They have purchased every one of the top players in the league, seemingly, or they have tried. and, you know, among those are Addie McCain. I think Amina Ekic also went there. If I'm not mistaken, she's also from originally around that area anyway. So, you know, yep. That makes sense for her. But there are a couple of other players that I'm forgetting right now. And they have, I said this elsewhere recently, but Lexington on the men's side, they went and they spent money and it didn't really pan out. It didn't really come together so much. They're probably going to go and spend more money in this upcoming offseason on the men's side. So maybe that'll work out. On the women's side, now we have the next example of this club being willing to spend money. I'm happy with that. They went and they built a whole new soccer-specific stadium for this club, for both teams, obviously. Let's get some better attendance out there, folks around in and around Lexington, if you will. But Lexington is far and away the best team on paper, you could say, at least from the offseason. Probably Carolina is still up there. I think that we're still up there naturally. And I think that Lexington is pushing for that. So we'll see. Again, you can buy all the Galacticos in the world. Real Madrid have tried this many a times. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily all come together. You have to have a plan. So we'll see what that plan ultimately is. Spokane, I haven't heard a ton of from Spokane, if I'm being honest. Yeah. Dallas
quick about Lexington, now that we're talking about them, I think the interesting thing about them is that I don't think they necessarily went out and just bought the best players possibly available. Because if you look at it, they signed like three or four players from Spokane, who were a team that got real hot. And then they signed Tatiana Fung and Addie McCain from Fort Lauderdale. So this is like they're keeping kind of players together that have played together and just adding on to like what they like out of what they have. I think it's definitely just splashing money to spend money to get better, for sure, that old sports trope. But I think it's a little more, and I'm worried about it, I really am. I think it's a little more focused than the usual throw money at the problem sporting issue. I think they've come into this with an idea of what they want to do and the players and the chemistry they want to have.
Yeah.
From Spokane, they got Taylor Aylmer, Amina Ekic, Mackenzie Weiner, Alyssa Bourgeois, Toddie Fung and Addie McCann from Fort Lauderdale. I think there's a little more thought put into it than just throw money at it.
Well, that's fair. That's fair to point out. I think that Lexington, but again, it'll be, you know, can they put it all together? Probably, it'll probably be easier than just going, like you said, and getting every top player there. But it still remains to be seen because on the men's side, again, they tried this and it hasn't quite gone exactly how I personally expected for them. Spokane, I hadn't heard a ton from. Dallas, I think, is still going to be a good team out there because just something that Tom already noted, there is a lot of talent in and around Texas. You could build a team entirely of people from the Dallas area and probably do honestly pretty well. As far as I'm aware, Lexi Misimo is still there and we didn't get to see enough of her last season because of injuries.
Yeah.
So I think that Lexi is probably going to want to come back and show everybody that, no, hey, I am still a very good player. I can still play here and contribute a lot. I expect her to do that. Dallas is going to be a good team as far as I'm aware. And the other thing that I wanted to highlight is their youth player, Celie Strawn, 17 years old and got, I think, around 20 appearances last season, ultimately got called up for the youth national teams for the U.S. They're also not afraid to play local youth players, which is important. I think that in all honesty, that's what the Super League should be for first and foremost, is giving a platform to the youth players. But I'd say that about the Rowdies too. I say that about every team that is not like competing for the top division trophy pretty much. So yeah, that's pretty much where I stand all the time. So I do like that from Dallas, and I hope that we continue to see the same thing from them. Carolina, we've touched on, looking really good. Fort Lauderdale, I think that they've regressed. Sporting Jax is going to be interesting to see where they come out, because I think that they've done a pretty good job of putting the team together. The other reason that I say that is I strongly believe in their front office staff. They have people who are involved in this, who have been involved in the sport for a very long time. For the Florida Soccer Report podcast, we talked to Steve Livingston, the president and CEO of the club. They also have a former head of soccer from around the soccer world heading up the program here. His name is Mark Warburton. He's been involved with many different clubs over in Britain. So they're bringing in people with a lot of professional credentials, let's say. I think that they're going to try and do everything they can to make this a true professional team. And they're ultimately working towards getting a stadium, but they also already have local TV deals, all this stuff kind of set up that, you know, even the Sun should be looking at, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think that Jax are I don't know all of these players offhand. I will say that I know one of their defenders, Georgia Brown, because she's a Scottish youth international. So naturally I got to interview her for a different podcast, that same other one.
She's a USF legend.
Yes. Also played for USF. So
and a W League defender of the year last season too.
Yeah. She's going to be a good player. I have no doubt about that. She's also going to be probably one of the tallest players in the league. So maybe her 6'2" size can win them a couple of goals just off of corners. I don't know how many that will turn into, but I wouldn't be surprised. Sporting Jax, I think that they're giving themselves a good platform to start well. And as we saw with the Sun last season, you can have a pretty average first half of the season, get to January, get a couple more players, and then you're rocking and rolling. So I would expect Sporting Jacks to probably follow that same path if they are not at the level that they want to be. As for the Sun, the foremost team in all of our hearts, of course, I think that, you know, we're looking pretty good in terms of the players that we kept. That's really positive here. We kept a lot of the players that we were hoping to keep and ultimately expecting to keep. The back line is mostly going to be the same. Paige, as we've already noted, went to DC. Paige was, as much as Paige did a lot of good things over the course of the season and ultimately became our starter, I think that she was error prone too. There were a lot of times where I hate to put anybody on blast like this, but I do think I remember a specific moment where I saw a game from a different angle. We would usually watch, obviously, in the supporter section behind that goal, but I was standing somewhere else and I saw Paige do something. And I was also within eyeshot of the bench, and I saw the coach. I saw Denise Shilty Brown. Come on, Paige. it was something that was part of the game.
Yeah, I think Paige wasn't the most. She wasn't the best player for us in our system. She doesn't get forward as well as we want our wingbacks to, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that it'll be interesting to see exactly who fills in that role. It could be one of the newer players like Emerson Elgin that we've brought in, or depending on where Dory Haugen ends up playing, I don't actually know, because Jordan Zaid, we still have her naturally. And then there's other options that we brought in, like
McLean, Elgin. Yeah,
exactly. I'm not sure how we're going to line up. I do like Charlotte McLean, just on paper. Yeah. Again, we'll have to see how that turns out. I think that we're still looking good. The biggest one to replace, in my opinion, and I don't think that this is a hot take by any means, but the biggest one to replace is going to be Cecilia Flew, because the amount of goals that she scored, if I'm not mistaken, team leading. And, you know, we still have Tosh Flint. We still have Hannah Keen, who was out for most of the season. And we have a couple of other players who have come in to offer themselves as possible replacements in this role. But the midfield looks good. The defense looks good. It will be interesting to see who's going to take the place of Cecilia Flew in terms of goal scoring. Tosh Flynn did really well there last season. Carly Giamona did really well there last season. Sydney Nassalos started to turn it on last season. I like all of that, and I hope all of that continues. But Cecilia Flew made things happen on her own sometimes just by being, like, the fastest player on the field.
Yeah.
I don't know. 60-70% of the time, maybe more than that. So
impossibly fast, impossibly good positioning. I've said before on the show, I don't think it's possible to replace a player like Flew.
Yes.
I think we have to change tact a little bit there and kind of money ball it, replace her in the aggregate. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Instead of having one player who tries to do what Flew did and is ultimately going to fail at that because she one of the best players in league history after one season, whatever. I think instead of looking to replace her one for one, you change the way the attack works a little bit, have different prongs, have different styles. You have a dribbler like Olga Masambo on the left side, dribbler like Sydney Nocello. You got Ava Tankersley with the height coming in. You got Jordan Zade with the speed on the, there's a lot of different ways we can attack you. And I think when we played poorly against teams last season, it's because they figured out what our modus operandi was for that particular month or week or whatever. And they shut down a lot of the times one specific player. We kind of regressed for a little bit when teams figured out how good Carly Giamona really was. Mm-hmm. And she stopped scoring goals for a while. So I think the big thing for us is diversification. We got to have different, we keep the back line as good as we can. We keep the midfield kind of philosophy and a lot of the same players, but we change up how we go forward. And I think that's the way we replace Flew, because you can't do it one for one.
Yeah, I think that's fair. The only other thing, obviously, is goalkeeper. Ashley Orcus is no longer with the team, which is unfortunate for all of us in the supporter section at the very least. She was a fan favorite because she would immediately interact with us every time she walked over. But Sydney Schneider is still with the team. She was the presumptive starter, except that didn't work out. And Ashley Orcus ended up starting the last several games of the season. We've brought in two other goalkeepers. I don't expect that Emery Wagener, as a rookie, or looking like a rookie, I guess, maybe not entirely, but I don't expect that she will be the starting goalkeeper. So maybe it'll be this Bella Crescia. And I know nothing about her. If I'm being perfectly honest, I know nothing about her. So we're going to have to see ultimately who plays in net and how they do. I think that Sydney Schneider is a very good goalkeeper. She was the number one goalkeeper for Jamaica at prior World Cups. It's not like she's a bad player by any means. But is she at the level that we'll need to maintain the title defense? That's ultimately the question. That's the question across the whole field. Is anybody at the same level that we need to maintain the title defense? Probably several of them are because they're the same players, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. And I don't have any doubt in our staff, which I think is a big part of fresh young teams like this, fresh young leagues. When you talk about Bella Crescia, she's played several games for the Austrian national team. She comes to us from Roma. She played for Sassuolo. I think Schneider is the presumptive starter still, but there is a battle at hand in practice that we're not privy to right now.
Right.
I think it's Schneider's spot to lose, but it's Crescia's spot to win for sure.
Yeah.
Well put. Well put.
Thank you. Yeah, so I like us going into the season. I know I'm keyed into the Sun fan base because I am the Sun fan base, but like I think there's been a lot of kind of concern amongst us as fans because we haven't had so much going on around us at some other teams as Lexington or Carolina, even Brooklyn. But like I think what we got to focus on is we trust in the staff. We bring in who we bring in for a good reason. We keep who we keep for a good reason. I think it's our trophy to defend. I really like this team. It's we're in a better spot starting season two than we were starting season one.
I think that's fair.
Well, yeah, we have a trophy.
Yeah. Damn right. Fucking A. yeah. Yeah, Liz, James, any other thoughts on the rest of the league?
Not for me.
No, you guys, I mean, we've covered it in other podcasts, and James is, as always, very succinct.
Yeah. I love him coming in and talking to us. So it's always really nice. You know, just the fact of being able to talk about the Super League is something I'm really, like, thankful for. And then when you find somebody else who, like, knows the Super League too, it's like, oh, wow, this is, it feels like a real league. People like learn NFL just so they can talk small talk with the cashier.
Yeah, right.
You know, we know Super League, and where's that going to get us? Yeah, great stuff. Liz, any closing thoughts? Anything going on in your life?
Taylor Swift announced a new album.
Wrap it up.
Yay! It's called The Life of a Showgirl, and it's out October 3rd.
Oh, yeah. There's also the Tampa Bay Soccer Hall of Fame awards dinners tomorrow night, too. But, yay, you know. Big whoop.
See what takes precedence.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think? There's another one on the other wall.
That one Taylor Swift blanket is as wide as, is wider than the scarves you have.
Yes, and I have three Taylor Swift blankets hanging on the wall.
Hey, speaking of which, Tampa Bay Sun, we got to sell a blanket. We play during the winter. Come on.
There we go.
Oh, I would like a blanket. Yeah.
Bring that up on the wall.
Yeah. Yes, the Sun will be recognized tomorrow at the Tampa Bay Soccer Hall of Fame for winning the championship. I'm very excited. I'm excited that I get to go watch it. That'll be fun. I'm sorry. Eureka, I can feel Eureka just being like, tisk, tisk. How dare you run all over the Sun with Taylor Swift? But it's like, come on, it's me. Come on.
What's the show about, Liz? Come on.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. At the heart of it all, yes. Yeah, I heard she's probably, how tall is Taylor? Could we maybe put her up top, send some balls her way?
I don't think she's that tall. Wow, that's something I don't know.
Is she fast? Tell us, we need the scouting report on Taylor Swift, okay?
Oh, she's 4'10", damn.
Okay, not too bad. What do you, Liz, you are better equipped to answer this than anybody I could imagine. Where on the field do you think she plays? What position? Is she fast, or is that just her name? Yeah, she's a little awkward. She's very...
So maybe awkward movement, so keeper?
Keeper.
She can flail.
She can flail, yeah. She's a keeper.
I don't know. I'm trying to...
I don't think she gets stuck in, right? She's not like a, she's not going to play center back.
Probably not there. No. Yeah.
No, I think she'd want to go for the glory too. She'd be a forward or something.
I think she's a pure striker in my mind. Kind of a finisher. She's not even the hold up play where like, oh, she's tall, send the ball to her. I think he kind of, she's smart. She's definitely smart. I think maybe she can get in behind a defensive line. She can break a back line. Not even with her speed, just with her
speed. I think she would enjoy the chess aspect of it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's a good, not even attacking midfielder, but a good a good striker and like a two forward pair. You can't put her up top alone.
Yeah, she needs a buddy. She needs a buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you for indulging me. Okay.
We love it. I'm looking forward to the new album.
All right. Go follow us on all of our socials. They're on the screen. And if you're not watching us on the screen, why are you not watching us on the screen? We are on the YouTubes. We are at RBLR Sun FC. Come look at our beautiful faces. We're so cute.
There you go.
All right. We love you. Bye. Greek, hit the button.
Bye. Hit the button.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.